This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
D-Hop's first snap and catch as a member of the Chiefs. Yeah, his first snap was a 3rd and 7, and of course he got the ball immediately.
On the Mahomes first drive after the Raiders had taken the lead.
Mm-hmm, and Mahomes was staring him down the entire time. He was always throwing the ball to DeAndre Hopkins on that particular play. And then it was only 2 catches, as we said earlier, for D-Hop. But that catch and then the one that set up the field goal before halftime for Butker, those are big time plays that they other than Kelsey, they don't have anybody else that's capable of doing anything like that. But the one before half to me was the most impressive of the two, because he just went up and snared that thing right at the sideline. Smooth. You could see why everybody talks about how great his hands are in the league. That was
the field goal layup.
Perfect representation of why you should be excited. It's not going to be necessarily the 60 yard touchdowns or anything. No. It's going to be the key conversions. He can make the contested catches. This case wasn't contested, just was a really good route, and then catching the ball right on the sideline. Patrick Mahomes, even after the game, was like, you know, we already saw some promising signs, like why he fits this offense perfectly. And I think we all did watching that game. How can you not think, even in limited action, that he is a perfect fit? That's why they were interested in him, Cody, 2 years ago.
He's the better version of Juju Smith-Schuster. Has been his entire career. Yep. He souped up Juju Smith-Schuster every single second he's been in the league versus Juju Smith-Schuster's been in the league. What I thought about it, because I was trying to decide, like, what's the right descriptor? What would I call his, like, 2 catches for 29 yards? When you and I both said maybe 4 for 50 or somewhere in that range, that's just a professional wide receiver. That's what those 2 catches were. Those are the type of things you get from a professional wide receiver. That's not something that they've had a lot of around their team over the last couple of years. I really felt like Rashee Rice has started to develop into that before his injury, and we were seeing him turn into that. Where every time you just need, like when you need 7, he gets you 8. When you need 12, he gets you 13. When you need him to catch something on the inside, he does, or on the sideline, he does. It's just professional wide receivers who, and a lot of times, I don't think comes with a bunch of flash. Neither of those were like, oh, wow. He just put his feet near the sideline, caught the ball, went out of bounds, made a field goal, got at the sticks, caught a pass, first down, right? That's what this offense has been so desperately needing. Because then we can get to Worthy later. Worthy just looks like a rookie. Worthy's got 5 touchdowns. He makes some plays happen. But he just looks like a rookie sometimes. Because he is, and in fairness so. Sky Moore is like the antithesis of professional wide receiver. If you need 5, he gets you 4. If you need a catch, he drops it.
Yeah, dude's on IR, aren't even playing, still catching strays from you.
I'm just saying, like,
what's he going to say?
Jeez, my goodness.
I'm trying to point out the stark difference between when you watch him. And when you watch him, you're just like, he just does every little tiny thing correct. Mm-hmm. Which is nice. That's refreshing over the last couple of seasons where we've seen a lot of blunders. And that makes, how about Tony? He's not even on the roster. Him, you know, like just making mistakes. They're still a tight end heavy offense. They're still going to throw it to Kelsey, throw it to Noah Gray probably the most. Noah Gray's, I mean, God, they got to give him that extension now. He looks like a vital member of the offense.
No question.
But, like, DeAndre Hopkins, I was very impressed, and I expect his role to grow.
Oh, big time.
He's going to get way more targets over the next 2-3 weeks.
You brought up Worthy, who I think ended up with 7 or 8 targets in the game. I don't know if you're going to ever see anything more than that for Worthy in a rookie season I'm talking about. When Hopkins has full access essentially to the playbook, which I expect to be this next game, I don't think you'll see many games where Worthy's getting 8 targets. I'm not saying that he won't have, you know, 5 targets and he'll have 1 rush or something like that. But once Hopkins has the full access to the playbook, I think it changes a little bit in terms of there were some throws that, you know, they needed. Unfortunately, there's a drop. They needed Worthy to make a catch, and he unfortunately wasn't able to. Then they had a great design. They were able, you call it a pick play if you want or whatever, but great design that sprung them open.
And
it was an easy touchdown for Xavier Worthy. But I'm definitely excited with what you see from Hopkins in this offense and what that potentially can be moving forward, just because you're right that he's a better version of Juju, but man, I don't know if they've had a guy like Hopkins in terms of the ability to make a catch. You said, oh, it's just a basic catch. Well, actually, nobody was like, wow. I don't know about, maybe I'm in the minority. I thought that that catch was really impressive right before halftime because that's not a catch that we've seen other receivers make. How many times have we seen that play where it's a dime from Mahomes right on the sideline, but the receiver just drops it or just can't keep their feet in bounds or whatever.
Yeah, the little toe hits the white part of the tape.
Hopkins in stride is able to just snag that football, get both feet in bounds, makes it a manageable field goal for Butker.
Over on YouTube, the chat's right? It's like, that doesn't look like D-Hop has a lingering injury anymore.
No.
Must have magically become healed now that he's on a contender.
Yeah, it's amazing how that works.
Just being around Patrick Mahomes heals you magically. It's like an aura.
Yeah, you get traded to a new team and suddenly all is well. All is well. Now, maybe Devontae Adams in with the Jets, maybe that hamstring is going to flare up again with the way things are trending for them. My guess is the hamstring doesn't feel as good as it did 2 weeks ago when he first joined the Jets.
That one's going to tighten up real fast.
I think
fast.
So.
About a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
From watching this game, obviously, for DeAndre Hopkins, thinking even further ahead where you think the potential to get Pacheco back, Hollywood Brown back, like what can the offense be at that point in the playoffs when you need it most? You've got the reliable guy, or the reliable guys in Hopkins and Kelsey, and then you work in Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown is back, and then you get your number one running back. I mean, that would be best case scenario going into the playoffs, obviously, is to have Hollywood ready to go and have Pacheco at least healthy.
What's funny is I don't think getting Pacheco back fundamentally changes what they do. It just upgrades the spot you're asking to do it. So right now, the closing back is in, everyone's tired and we're going to wear you out. It's been Carson Steele 2 weeks in a row. They bring Carson Steele in the fourth quarter of games they're leading and let him just like run directly into you. And you're like, oh man, I'm tired. I won't do this. And then I still think on third downs, they'll switch to Kareem Hunt more in those when they want to give like Pacheco a break, and it'll just be like slight upgrades. It doesn't change how they operate or the way they're running their offense. It'll just give them an upgrade for when they go to the secondary.
I think both guys fresh, and we've discussed that. I mean, that'll be the key. Whenever the day comes that Pacheco is available again, I don't think Pacheco just goes back to having the exact same amount of touches as he did. He will still be coming back from a pretty serious injury and knowing it's all about the postseason. So I think Kareem Hunt will absolutely be a huge focus still in the backfield, even when Pacheco is available again. I don't know if it's 50-50 or exactly how the math will work out between the two.
You'll hate it for fantasy, but for Chiefs fan, you won't care.
Yeah, who cares, right? I mean, in a three-peat campaign, to Drew's point, and we've brought this up a few times over the last few weeks, which is, there's other injuries that may or may not happen along the way, but there is still like that, you can call it pie in the sky, I don't know, a scenario where it could all come together as well by the time they get the bye in the playoffs.
Hollywood,
they could have it all come together for the divisional round if things were to go perfectly, basically.
And we haven't seen what that offense would look like at all this year. We've had thoughts of what would it look like, but obviously Rasheed being out for the year is a bummer, but Hollywood would be available. You'd have Kelsey. You would have DeAndre Hopkins. Like what you would want
you'd
the
have
offense
Juju.
To be. Yes, hopefully back as well. I mean, everything that you'd want the offense to be before the season started, you would get at least as much as you could out of it starting in that division.
Yeah, it's not a guarantee, but there is a scenario in which round one of the playoffs for the Chiefs after the bye, and their wide receivers, like you said, are DeAndre Hopkins, Juju Smith-Schuster, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy. That sounds like a real wide receiver unit.
It could happen.
That sounds like a dangerous group. And Pacheco and Kareem Hunt is your 1-2 backs. Look, I don't know. That's pie. You're right. That is pie in the sky. But that's not off the table. All those guys. Pacheco's definitely coming back this year based on everything anyone has pretty much said about his injury. Hollywood is the much bigger unknown. And I got no idea on Juju. And now that they got DeAndre Hopkins here, what's the rush? Why rush Juju Smith-Schuster back? We saw the offense work with DeAndre Hopkins. He covers a lot of the same routes, and then everything was kind of square.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app